Joe, good morning. How are you?
I'm just fine on a Monday, Margaret. Glad you had a chance to go to a convent.
Who would ever have dreamed? Certainly wasn't something I ever thought I would do.
We used to play wiffle ball in the schoolyard with our nuns, our Franciscan nuns, back in the day.
Did you ever get the little ruler across the hands?
Oh, yeah. And it had a little metal piece right in the top of it.
Ouh, ouchie.
That's right, so you keep your line.
Yeah, you don't do that these days, but back in the day.
You know why that piece 50, of metal was there, don't you, for support?
In the 50s, oh, yeah. I still got a scar from Sister Angela.
Well, my stepmom was in Catholic school, too, so I heard about all the stories. So.
Kneel on your hands on in the hallway? Try that for an hour.
No. Behave. That's what they're trying to tell you.
Well, I have.
There you go. It worked.
Well,
we usually get
wasn't my fault.
No, it wasn't, but it was. On Monday mornings, we usually get caught up on what's happening on the high school beat, but we knew all the locals, Joe, were on spring break last week, so that means we'll reflect back before we look forward to a busy spring season.
Well, now to the men and women who coach them and our student-athletes who delivered outstandingly during the winter months, wrapping up our winter 2017 as Conference Indiana defeated its coaches of the year, J.R. Holmes, Lisa Jones, Phil King, Candace Slews, basketball, gymnastics, and swimming and diving, respectively. The latter two, Phil and Candace, will be joining us tomorrow night. I can't even remember the last time we did a sports talk show from Yogis, but they'll be there along with our all-state state champions, Grace Haskett and Matthew Jordan. Night of celebration for the entire program. Girls will go first, boys second, following two fourth-place finishes at state when we get rolling tomorrow night at the corner of 10th and Indiana, a little past 6 o'clock. All-Conference Indiana, Seth Glasscock, Max Grog, Wesley Webb, Michael Hall, and Lucas Lobring. Over on the girls' side, joining two-time state champion Grace Haskett, Emily Massengale, Annie Levy, Phoebe Rensing, Hannah Kunzman, Mackenzie Luz, and also Jelena German. The fourth-place state finish is the best in 38 years at Southside. Representing Bloomington North, honor roll time. Out to Alicia DeMars and Emma Mann. In wrestling, Noah Hunt. He made the state and finished eighth for Mike Runyon at Bloomington South. After winning its fifth outright and its ninth overall, finishing, five times as an unbeaten, J.R. Holmes walking off with the Coach of the Year honors and all-conference in hoops, Chance Coyle and Josh Hall. Honorable mention went to Sean Rutter and Liam Wilkerson of Bloomington North. Also all-conference, Musa Jallo of Andy Hodson's Cougar squad, Phil King, Anthony Leal, Bloomington South, honorable mention. Over on the girls' side, honorable mention out to Katie Carver, Nina Castro-Sauer of Bloomington North, and Megan Johnson of Bloomington South. Another great story unfolded during the winter, the gymnastics team, the squad all-conference, including Ashlyn DeMoss and Catherine McGibbon, and also co-coaches of the year, Lisa Jones of Bloomington South, Sandy Freshour of Bloomington North. But we also have to have a shout-out to what Michelle Stroud did stepping in after the resignation of Lisa Jones back in early February. A job well done as the Super Six gymnast made it to their first state in 11 years, finishing second overall. Over on the academic side, Bloomington South's Josh Hall, he's on his way to play over in DePaul. In Greencastle, he was one of 40 boys selected to the first team, Indiana Basketball Coaches Association Academic All-State Team, and also Marina Blackwell was one of 39 young ladies honored by the State Coaches Association for what she does in the classroom. Out Edgewood Way, the WIC recently announced its all-conference basketball squads. Congrats out to Edgewood's Serena Morris, who played well for Gary Sims. Over on the boys' side, Edgewood's Cooper Bybee, who went over 1,000 points, gave us a lot of great moments. Chayton Howard and Joe Keto were on the all-conference WIC team. So outstanding performances as we wrap up the winter of 2017. Ahead in our Hoosier Sports Castle, Terry Moore and Hoosier Women into round three of the WNIT, 71-53, quite decisively won a second quarter. We'll talk about that. And also Lily King And the Hoosier women swim to eighth at the NCAA National Championships. It'll be the fellas' turn later this week. And don't forget, in the zone, Dave and Glass. And your phone calls tonight at 6.
Sweet 16's all set, Joe. Michigan pulls the upset yesterday. They beat Louisville and Indianapolis. Kentucky hangs on against Wichita State. Steve Alford's UCLA Bruins wrapped up the night here on WGCO, handling Cincinnati. Duke, the two-seeded Blue Devils in the East, are out. So Wisconsin and South Carolina knock off number one Villanova and number two Duke in the East region, but a lot of chalk in other places, Joe. 1-3-4 in a multi. 1-2-4, 1-3-4. It's all kind of lining up.
Yeah, we haven't had any March moments yet. We haven't had any buzzer beaters. We've had a lot of close balls.
We've had a lot of buzzer missers.
Higher seeds, yeah.
A lot of ones that didn't go in at the buzzer. We've had a lot of bad coaching late in these games where teams that are down 3 points with 25 seconds. I'm looking at you, Danny Hurley at Rhode Island. Get a two, man. You're allowed to shoot twos down three. Extend the game. The other team might miss some free throws.
I hear you, brother.
But Rhode Island decided in the last 20 seconds not to even dribble the ball inside the three-point arc. Never got a good look at it. They fall. Oregon comes back to win in that game. USC relied on the three ball late, trying to upset Baylor. Well, didn't go down, and Baylor moves on in the late games. North Carolina, Arkansas was tasty. The only blowout yesterday, the four freshmen of Tom Izzo got a basketballing lesson from Kansas as the Jayhawks move on to the Sweet 16, the number one seed there. Joe, if you'd have told me before the tournament started that Villanova would be the first number one seed out, I probably would have laughed at you. But they are out, and number two in the East, Duke, is out. Good seats still available at Madison Square Garden for the Sweet 16 this weekend there.
Well, we've got three Big Ten teams in the Sweet 16, so they're still out and firing well.
Purdue played well, tried to give it away, and then took it back. So Purdue, Michigan, and Wisconsin all advanced. That's more teams in the ACC in a down year in the Big Ten, right?
Yeah.
All right, sounds good. We'll get caught up at 8:45. We'll get the Hoosier recap. Baseball did well in Hawaii over the weekend. As you told us, the Lily King experience continues at the NCAA championships, and the Hoosier women moving on to Thursday night's game against Abilene Christian or SMU. We'll do that coming back at 8:45.
All righty.
8:48 at WGCL. Rain hasn't started just yet. Keep an eye on the sky. Joe Smith checks in every Monday morning just after 8:45. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hello. Margaret.
No rain on the east side yet, Joe?
Nope, not yet. Dark, though.
It is, and the radar looks like it's going to scoot by, but we've got something behind it we'll need to watch. And we need to watch out this Thursday, 7 p.m. It's WNIT action continuing at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall as Terry Morin's record-setting Hoosiers took care of business yesterday, and we're excited to see their progress.
So here they sit in the WNIT Sweet 16, the 16th spot to be filled later tonight, with Indiana catching the winner Thursday night at 7 o'clock on the Simon Scott Assembly Hall McCracken Court Hardwood. The Abilene Christian, or SMU, will be the opponent. Unlike Thursday's 13-point win over Ball State last week, Terry Morin's Hoosier women started slow, but boy, did they finish with a sound Sunday, using that 25-4 second quarter run to roll past 25-game winner St. Louis 71-53. Junior Amanda Cahill lit three in double figures with 17 and 7 boards. Indiana posting its program-best 22nd win. Tyra Buss with 15 and 5 assists. Alexis Cassian had 14 and 5. 4 assists and 2 steals. Coach Terry watched the bench score 13 more, and the most that they've had from the bench in over a month. Kim Royster had 4. Bree Wickware had a season-high 6 rebounds. 10 different players scored as Indiana shot 50% from behind the line. Amanda had 3 of those, and the Hoosiers with 13 steals. They forced 18 turnovers, and the second quarter was nothing short than scintillating. A 25-4 total run, near 67% shooting in that stanza, holding the Billikens scoreless for 8 minutes, coming out of the second quarter, going into halftime, leading 40-22. So keep the home court alive. That's the intent. The women now 14-2 in the Simon Scott Assembly Hall. And another defensive gem turned in Sunday, as Indiana's now 10-0 this year when holding opponents under 60 points. Her name's Lily King, and she was part of that eighth place finish at the national championships at the IU Natatorium for Ray Lewis over the weekend. The Hoosiers placed eighth overall, the eighth place finish, the second best in school history, and it was the top Indiana, the top Big Ten finisher at the championships, I might add, for a third straight year, and those back-to-back top ten finishes for the first time since accomplishing the feat three times, and that was 7 years ago. But Lily King was Lily King, continued her domination of the breaststroke, successfully defending her title in the 200 breaststroke on Saturday night, winning the title with the best time in history, 203.1. Lily now has won both of breaststroke titles the last two seasons. You add it all up, the Hoosier gals have eight individuals earn a total of 24 All-America honors, marking the sixth time in the last 9 years that Indiana has had 20 or more All-America accolades. And so we move from the women to the men, and activity will start Wednesday night for the fellas who look to maybe grab a top five national finish. Well, he earned eighth place at the NCAA championships, and we're talking about senior Nate Jackson, sealing his second All-America honor in his career finale over in St. Louis, as he had an 11-7 decision over Drew Foster of Northern Iowa. Jackson put the finishing touches on the best season of his career, 35-6, adding 105 wins to his total, and did it at 184. And, well, there were 10 former All-Americans and four NCAA finalists, by the way, in that weight division. For Dwayne Goldman, he bids farewell to the seventh two-time All-American in his 25 years with the Hoosiers. Congrats out to All-America Nate Jackson, back-to-back All-America honors. Well, on the links, Teresa Ann Jedra shot her best round of the tournament to finish tied for 42nd. Clint Wallman's women, as they finished 13th in the Clover Cup out in Mesa, Arizona. Aaron Harper tied for 50th. Anna San Juan tied for 56th. Out Emma Fisher, the former South Panther, too. She played as an individual over the weekend, shot a final round 80 to drop into a tie for 58th on the leaderboard. Meanwhile, in Saturday's final round of the Grand Canyon invite out in Phoenix, Mike Mara's group carded a team score 295, finished 8th in that 14-team field. The top individual performances came from freshman Brock Oxenrider and redshirt sophomore Jack Sparrow, who both finished T16 with two under-par scores of 211. Elsewhere on the baseball beat, Chris Lemonis' Diamondmen finished their time in Hawaii with a 3-1 record. They lost the finale on a walk-off RBI single, 11-10, but they'll be back in action on Wednesday night, hosting out at the Bart Cincinnati at 6:05. Freshman Matt Gorski's hitting the ball well. He picked up his second career three-hit game, knocked out his first collegiate home run. Senior Logan Sowers also homered in that game, and senior Craig Didelo picked up a couple of a late-inning RBI, and Luke Miller continues to hit the ball as well. Meanwhile, Michelle Gardner's crew won 3 out of 4, opening up the home season out at Andy Moore Field. Tara Traynor scattered 2 hits, struck out 10, 4-0 over Illinois Chicago, then came back and finished up, hurling 2 2/3 innings of relief in the second game as they beat the Falcons of BG 1-0 there, giving Emily Gooden, the young freshman, her 8th win of the year. Indiana will open Big Ten play this weekend with a 3-game series against Rutgers out at Andy Moore. Elsewhere, Ryan Castle's water polo queens, the 8th-rated Rainbow Warriors of Hawaii, jumped out to an early lead and cruised past Indiana 11-5, wrapping up the spring trip. Kelly Matthews had a couple of goals. Jess Goudreau made 7 saves to help Indiana, but it wasn't enough, as they now take a 13-6 record into activity this weekend up in Ann Arbor. Elsewhere, Dave and Glass in the Zone and your phone calls, kicking off your sports week tonight at 6. Tuesday night, a night of swimming celebration with state champions Grace Haskett, Matthew Churton, and Phil Cole, and Candace Lewes. Joining us, along with The rest of the boys and girls, what a year in swimming for Bloomington South.
And we'll have it all tomorrow night live at Yogi's. Join us, the corner of 10th and Indiana. It's free and open to the public. Stop by and say hi. A night of champions, a night of purple, Joe. Great stuff, as always, and we're excited to see you tomorrow night.
Yep, we'll be there. Sounds like fun, guys. Have a great week, everybody.
You too.
Joe Smith, 745, 845. He'll be back on Friday morning. Don't worry.